Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
They have no idea what an American is, nor what Paris is, other than a place that should soon become a portion of the caliphate. America's not too far behind, you see. In Europe right now, they're being told not to mention Muslims when a Muslim commits a terror attack. That's right, that's what the EU is doing. The European Union has instructed the so-called press not to report that Muslim terrorists are Muslim. The European Union said you can't say Muslim when a Muslim commits terror because it provokes a backlash. It provokes prejudice against Muslims. And we can't do that. You mustn't do that at all. You can't say that the perpetrator is a Muslim based upon his holy book because that would be, well, A, it's true, if it's true, but B, that's a violation of no one's rights. It's a violation of your right to say it because you have no right to say it. Then, of course, we have the President of the United States talking again about global warming and sea level rise. He gave a big speech again, the empty suit, on the so-called Paris Agreement, speaking of an American in Paris. Our un-American, anti-American president is a big cheerleader for the Paris Agreement because that would strangle business in America. And what could be better for a Bolshevik than to strangle business in America? So now let's tune in for a moment to hear the great genius who never completed a single science course lecturing the world about the Paris Agreement in Clip 3.
This gives us the best possible shot to save the one planet we've got.
Ugh.
I know diplomacy can be easy and progress on the world stage can sometimes be slow. But together with steady, persistent effort, with strong, principled American leadership, with optimism and faith and hope, we're proving that it is possible.
It is possible to save the world with a new agreement that will strangle businesses in America. Now, let me give you a little lesson in global warming. I try to do it in Government Zero with a whole chapter on this, and some of you bought it, and some of you read it, and some of you studied the Vostok ice core samples. I'm not going to repeat that chapter because you can read it yourself. I then follow it up in Scorched Earth. You can read that yourself. But I'll give you something that is not in either book. And this is something the President of the United States didn't get while he was studying Revolution 101 at Occidental and Revolution 102 at Columbia and Revolution 103 in the White House. See, Barry, if you had taken a single science course, you will learn, as most fifth graders learned. I don't know where you were in the fifth grade. I think you were studying in a madrasas until a certain grade in Arabic. Do they teach this in Arabic, or is it considered anti-religious to teach science in a madrasas? But you see, Barry, the Earth's oceans have been steadily rising since the end of the last ice age. Now, that's a long time ago. That was before you were born. And I know that anything that occurred before you were born doesn't really exist. It's just a matrix to you. The world really began with you. There was no world before Barry Obama was born, let us say, in Kapiolani Hospital. Because that's when the world started, for the whole world, because there was never a messiah until him. The fact of the matter is, if he had taken a single science course in the madrasas or Columbia, he would have learned something. He would have learned that the scientists that you continuously quote are just like the scientists, quote-unquote, who worked for Joseph Stalin to prove that Stalin's agricultural policies were correct, when in fact Russians were starving to death. There was a scientist named Lysenko who did just that. He perverted genetics itself. I wrote about that in Government Zero. All your scientists right now, your government-trained scientists, are like Lysenko. They are propagandists for your government. Mr. Obama. Now, the fact of the matter is, what's going on with global warming? Absolutely nothing. It's the same thing, my friends, as what went on with Lysenko and Stalin. You see, the Earth's oceans, if you have studied science at all, have been steadily rising since the last ice age. Now, in the beginning, the rise was very, very, very fast and very high. Several hundred feet of sea rising in a few hundred years, Barry, long before you were born. But over the last many thousands of years, Mr. Obama, long before you came along, the rise has only been about 3 millimeters a year. Now, I know you didn't study the metric system. unless the scales at Columbia used to measure certain, let us say, herbs, were in the metric scale system. And I know it's hard for you to understand what 3 millimeters is, but it's not 3 feet. It's 3 millimeters a year, Mr. Obama. I know it's very difficult. You didn't study the metric system. But if you look into it, you'll say that's about an inch a year. But the British and U.S. navies began doing accurate recordings at major ports all around the world about 120 years ago, Mr. Obama. That's long before you came along. So I know it doesn't exist. And by the way, guess what they found, Mr. Obama? The sea level rise has been quite consistent, about 3 millimeters a year. Now, starting in the early 1970s, Mr. Obama, satellite measurements were brought into the world of science. And guess what? Satellite measurements proved that the ever-reliable 3-millimeter-a-year sea rise was still going on. Did you hear that? Only the climate hoaxers like Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, who never took a science course, only the green mafia who build energy plants that you know are being built simply for the graft, still push the lies that computer models predict that the rise will soon be 6 to 9 millimeters per year. Now, they keep predicting that it will be 6 to 9 millimeters a year in order to scare us and sell more of their global warming baloney. But the fact is it's not happening, Mr. Obama. Year after year, only 3 millimeters a year. Do you know what that means? It means Obama is a liar. It means the entire Green Mafia is a criminal enterprise. It means that if, God willing, Donald Trump wins the presidency, this whole scam comes to an end. That's the opening to the show. Now, of course, you're going to hear over the next few days from idiots in the media that the hurricane was caused by global warming. In fact, a few of them have already said it, as I predicted they would. They never miss an opportunity to blame everything on something that doesn't exist. And the fact of the matter is, we've had hurricanes actually before Obama was born. Can you believe that there were actual hurricanes in the world before Barack Obama became president? Can you believe there were actually hurricanes recorded before the industrial age? Oh, yeah, science proves that. History proves it. There were actual hurricanes in the world, especially in the Caribbean, even in Florida, long before the global warmers came along in order to pull the wool over your eyes and empty your pockets even further and print more money. And so, my friends, yes, watch it over the next few days. The storm will hit. The storm won't hit. The storm will be great. The storm won't be great. But they'll blame it inevitably on what? Global warming. And what's the solution going to be? More money for research. More money to protect the sensitive Gaia, the sensitive Earth. Now, that's one of my stories. There are others. Here are some others. Have you dropped your Yahoo account? Should Yahoo executives be imprisoned? Why am I saying that? Because Yahoo secretly scanned customer emails for U.S. intelligence, which means that they did what Snowden did. Which means that if this is true, Yahoo executives should be immediately rounded up and arrested as spies. Which means they violated the Fourth Amendment rights of all United States citizens. Which means that if Trump becomes president, the Yahoo executives better fuel up their Gulfstreams and get out of Dodge because they're going to jail. That's what that means. Here's a few other stories for you. An NSA contractor like Snowden was arrested. Harold Martin III. He allegedly stole secret documents. We'll tell you who Harold Martin III is. We'll even show you a picture of him on MichaelSavage.com. We have a few other stories for you on the Savage Nation. A university has distributed a 7-page speech guide. Now, that's interesting. We thought that liberal arts colleges were supposed to be liberal. We thought liberal arts colleges were supposed to teach the tenets of liberalism. Well, they are. Their tenets of liberalism is that you can't speak. You must speak only what they say you should speak. That's the new liberalism, which is a form of fascism. That's the opening to the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Now, I know none of these stories appeal to the average person. They're already bored. They want to leave the theater. They're agitated. It's Thursday. They can't wait for the week to be over. They're not interested in any of this garbage. They'd rather I talk about something on a cultural level or something, anything more interesting than this, which maybe I won't do it. Okay, I'll do it. I'll just throw it in there. Let's see. What's of any interest to you? I don't know. Is any interest to you? To me, it was interesting. I once said that I would never join a club that would have me as a member. Well, I joined a club which does have me as a member. It's a great club. It's an old club. It's a, not a fancy kind of club, but it's a nice club. So last night they had a Gershwin night, and I didn't sign up for it. I went there only to have a drink in the bar. It's in San Francisco. The reason I go is because I like to look out of the third floor window down and see the trolley cars on the hill. I like to, in other words, it's quintessential San Francisco, and I feel centered in the city when I go there. Now, I don't know what, the fact is most of the people, politically, I don't know what they are. I'm sure most of them are liberals. But there's probably a small number of people who aren't psychopathic libs. That's how I became a member, because I had to go through a membership committee. So now that I'm a member in good standing, I don't bother anybody. I don't talk to anybody more. A few people listen. So I had a drink, and I was standing there, and I wanted to just peek into the Gershwin soiree. So I'm standing in a bar, and a nice gentleman comes over, and he says, Dr. Savage, do you remember me? I met you 10 years ago at someone so-and-so's party. I said, no, not really, but vaguely, and yes, hello. He said, well, look, we have one extra seat. Would you like to join us for dinner? Well, I said, okay, sure. So I did, and I met some very interesting people. And he whispered it to me. He said, by the way, all the people at the table are Republicans. Because he knew I wouldn't go to the table otherwise. Very funny. So it was nice. I mean, it was a nice event. It was just simple. It wasn't great. There wasn't any fireworks going off. It was America. It was civilized. It was beautiful. And I can talk about Gershwin. I can talk about clubs. I can talk about chicken. I can talk about chicken necks. But the fact of the matter is, you may not be interested in any of that. The fact is, most people don't know what America's interested in at all. Because I think America is so distracted right now, they're interested in nothing. However, if you are interested in any of the topics I've touched upon, the phone number is 855-407-282. But wait, we'll throw this in for you. An NBC reporter has said the UN climate deal is designed to stop hurricanes. Now, that's interesting. NBC's Ron Allen thinks the climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. This shows you the level of not only uneducated adults who are in the American media, but absolutely stupid, drug-addicted morons. I don't know how they get these... Wait a minute, sorry. I back up. Of course I know how they get the jobs. Their bosses are stupider than they are. Okay? Now that's the opening to the show. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, well, I'm glad to hear I have so many intelligent listeners, because they said, Michael, you're wrong. 3 millimeters is not an inch. You're right. 3 millimeters is a very, very small, small amount. I meant 3 centimeters. In fact, I have the meter right in front of me, the centimeter meter. So 3 millimeters is probably, what, 1/10 of an inch? It's tiny. It's infinitesimal. And over the last 120 years, you've seen an infinitesimal rise in sea level. So now it gets so bad that a dumb actor, okay, he's a genius because he's rich and he's got a lot of girlfriends and flies around the world and gets stoned and high and gets a lot of sex. He's a genius. I get it. Has his own plane. He's a genius. Has his own yacht. He's a genius. Gets a lot of money for being a good marionette. I get it. But the genius who never took a science class, Leo DiCaprio, is now an expert on the environment, you see. And he and Obama are just like, I wouldn't say like two peas in a pod. I would say like two bugs in a burrow. They're both bug jobs. So here's Leon DiCaprio telling us that climate deniers should not be allowed to hold public office. Well, I would say idiots like him shouldn't be allowed to act, is what I'd like to say. Now, again, he's telling us who should hold office now. This is Leon DiCaprio, certified lunatic loser playboy, in clip number 5.
This moment is more important than ever. We must empower leaders who not only believe in climate change, but are willing to do something about it. The scientific consensus is in, and the argument is now over. If you do not believe in climate change, you do not believe in facts.
Oh, go to hell.
Or empirical truths.
Go to hell.
And therefore, in my humble opinion, should not be allowed to hold public office.
I will never go to another movie that Leon DiCaprio is in. I'm asking you again, listen to me. You have the power over the box office. Never go to another movie that this moron fascist is in. Did you hear what he just said? Do you know what he just said? He said the scientific consensus is in and the argument is now over. Do you know who gave those kinds of blanket statements? the Soviets did. There is no such thing as the scientific argument is over. The first rule that you learn in fifth grade science, and apparently this stupid actor never even took the rudiments of science, that there are no absolutes. That's the first rule of scientific inquiry. Did you know that? There are no absolutes. Do you know what that means? It's something that DiCaprio doesn't know. The argument is over. Science, by definition, is based upon experimentation and observation. So it means that if new observations occur, you alter the last consensus of opinion. But if you say that there's no room for any further scientific investigation, what you're admitting is that your entire premise is built upon lies, or it's so weak that you're afraid of any new truths that may come along. And it shows you how desperate this huckster of a president is, that he would turn to an empty shell like an actor, a well-known playboy who abuses the environment, a disgrace of a human being, has no knowledge of what he speaks, and yet this huckster of a president, who is a front for the Green Mafia, as well as a front for so many other things that this country sorely does not need, that he hires a dumb actor to go tell us that anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, you know what the word believe means? Believe. Is that science or is this voodoo? It's voodoo. It's not science.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I can't even say it's a family show, but the fact is, despite the blacklisting by the Prague Mafia, Scorched Earth has made it for week number three on the New York Times bestseller list. That's right, I just got it last night. Forgot to tell you. Week three. Yeah, it's going down on the list, not up. But for a book that's had no publicity whatsoever except you, the audience, that says an awful lot, speaks volumes, doesn't it? I'll never forget that Blondie on Fox News had her good friend, the witch, from the New York Times, Maureen Dowd. Maureen Dowd was on Blondie twice within 24 hours and her book failed. Now, I'm blacklisted by the Leprechaun and Blondie. And this book, Scorched Earth, is now 3 weeks on the New York Times list. That tells you two things that you need to know. One, your audience, this audience is very powerful unto itself. And number two, Fox News has less influence than they think they have. They may have a lot of listeners, but they're not as loyal as the audience to this show. See, there's one thing between a mass audience and a loyal audience. It's two different things. So thank you for your loyal support and for going into bookstores and making sure it's where it belongs, which is on the bestseller rack. So I want to go back to the big lie of the Paris Accords, the Paris Agreement, the global warming. It's going to strangle our nation even further. You're not going to believe what Obama's trying to do. If you're a pilot or you own an airplane, listen to this in clip number four. Listen to the insanity.
In the coming days, let's help finish additional agreements to limit aviation emissions, to phase down dangerous use of hydrofluorocarbons.
Now, do you realize where this
all
is
of which will
from? It's coming from the Marxist universities. These are stupid people who write crap in their universities without any thought as to what effect it will have upon the actual planet, the actual people on the planet, the world's economy, which pays them their dumb salaries, so they can sit there on Kenya and put the whole world down. So now he wants to limit aviation emissions. That sounds great on paper. Why don't you start with Leon DiCaprio's private jet and stuff banana peels into the intakes? You can really limit aviation emissions by grounding your spokesmouth there. And then he wants to limit the dangerous use of hydrofluorocarbons, the HFCs. And that'll help build a world that is safer, more prosperous, more secure, says Mustafa Mund. More free, he says. Why doesn't he stuff banana peels into Air Force One and stop lying to everybody? He's simply a front man for the gangsters who want to peddle more solar, more wind, more plants that produce next to nothing for trillions of dollars. You know, I noticed something, this DiCaprio thing on climate deniers should not be allowed to hold public office. That was the best yet. Do you know a few years ago what the cause du jour was? It was gay marriage. And every one of them came out. with the same level of intensity on gay marriage. Every speech by every puppet in Hollywood was about gay marriage. That was what they were told to say. That was coming from the bosses high up at all of the studios. They told them what to say. It had to be gay marriage was their cause. Well, now the gay marriage is basically yesterday. It's been accepted. What's their new cause? Now, if you don't believe in global warming, you're not entitled to hold public office. Now, what will the next one be? Tell me what the next one will be. It'll be about Muslims, won't it? The next one, if God forbid, Pantsuit wins. If Miss Pantsuit wins, the next thing will be what the EU wants, which is that if a Muslim blows up a nursery school and screams Allah Akbar, you're not allowed to say a Muslim blew up a nursery school screaming Allah Akbar, because you will become the criminal, not the Muslim who blew up the nursery school. That's all. Next case. Move on. Judge Savage just gaveled down the remarks I did. The Paris Agreement. I don't know what I want to do today. I'm still warming up. It's 35 minutes into the show, but I don't feel grip yet on the road. I mean, everything I said is good. It's all true. It's all okay. I don't feel grip. Yesterday I had grip. Good tire traction. It was a fun show yesterday. I don't even know how I stumbled into it. Let's not do it again. I know all the people who try to get on want to call again. Well, how did I get into that? I said that the hardest closet to come out of if you're gay is to come out as a conservative. So I'm gonna give you the Savage Challenge. If you are lesbian or gay and you want to come out of the closet and admit that you're a conservative and tell us your stories, it was an amazing show. 3 hours people were calling. That was a novel show. I loved it. I heard from people I never hear from. It was like nice to reach across into a whole new world of people. It was great to see that there can be a chord based upon something other than sexual pleasure or sexual gratification. Because I've said for years, I am a sexual libertarian, number one. But number two, personally, I could care less what a person does to stimulate themselves for release. It's not my business. I don't care. Why does it matter to me what an individual does for their gratification? What matters to me is if you use your sexual gratification as a weapon against my society, then it becomes my business. It's the same with religion. I don't care if you worship Allah, or you worship Abraham, or you worship Isaac, or you worship a stone. I don't care if you worship mud and chicken feathers. As long as you don't try to impose it upon the society. You get it? I hope you understand that. That's it. 855-47-28. I said that already 50 times. I don't know what I want to do yet. I'm just still warming up because the storm. Everyone's on the... Even people... Well, there's no storm already. That's all they're talking about, storm. Why do you care about the storm in Florida if you live in Seattle, Washington? Why is that a national story? Why is that a story for talk radio? Unless you're trying to peddle global warming. It's not a story. So I don't understand it, but that's all you're hearing now. Scientists discover earthquakes in California can hit more than 15 miles deep, heightening seismic worries. So now the LA Times is pushing the fear of another earthquake. Oh, God. That again? I lived through Loma Prieta. The house shook. It was like in a funhouse of mirrors. I thought I was hallucinating. I thought someone came in my house and put LSD in my coffee. It was like the whole house was moving in every direction at once. Next case, what's so interesting about it? Nothing, but they can turn it again into a story if it's a can sell a newspaper. NBC's Ron Allen thinks climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. Do we have that sound, guys? Let's just play this moron to show you what you have in the mainstream media. Here he is. Go ahead.
He believes so deeply in protecting the environment, protecting the climate. And this is something that he has been pushing for, arguably, for the past 7.5 years. And when you talk to the president, you hear him talk, he thinks that this is one of the most significant aspects of his legacy, that he has done something that unites the world around the goal of saving the planet. Now, as a practical matter, it's very interesting that this is happening on a day when there's a hurricane bearing down on the United States and in the Caribbean, because these severe storms, beach erosion, intense weather episodes that we've had are perhaps the most practical example of what the president is talking about as the threat that the planet faces. And this is what this whole climate agreement signed by 190 nations and ratified by about 60 or so is designed to stop.
Okay, NBC, that's nothing but communism. Ron Allen, thinks that climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. Now, I don't know who Ron Allen is. I never saw him. But it seems to me he's another very, very poorly educated individual with very, very poor matrix between the ears to begin with. But he can tie a tie. I see he has a Windsor knot and a clean white shirt and glasses. So if he wears glasses, I think NBC now makes glasses for all their reporters. Just as CNN produced a pair of clear glasses for Anderson Cooper for this Sunday's debate, which I'll have to watch and replay because I'm intending to go aboard a Navy ship this Sunday night to have a few drinks with some of the real heroes of America. I always look forward to that during Fleet Week. What a weekend this is going to be, the Blue Angels. It's that time already, October. God, where'd the year go? Right? Like, I mean, the last year. I remember sitting outside my friend's restaurant in North Beach, Pinocchio. Not only did we have the Blue Angels buzzing the city, freaking out all of the psycho liberals. I just love it. They get so sick, all the communist, anti-American, anti-military, anti-family, anti-father, anti-mother, anti-church, anti-Jewish creeps who live in the city. They start screaming, ground the Blue Angels. It rattles our city. The windows rattle. We don't like it. We're just sleeping off a hangover. We don't like being disturbed by the Blue Angels. That's because these guys can't even ride a bicycle without falling off it. So they're jealous of these people who can fly these planes. But nevertheless, so there were the Blue Angels flying over the city. There I was drinking white wine. And there came the Columbus Day Parade. Yes, the Columbus Day Parade. With the horses and the police and the this and the that. That's what made San Francisco so beautiful for me. Well, here we are again, another one. And in the midst of it all, we have the biggest huckster in the history of the presidency getting away with more hucksterism than P.T. Barnum himself. And I told you it's not over yet. He's got months left, October, November, December, to continue to push his lies and his hucksterism. So here it comes again. The International Climate Change Agreement will take effect in 30 days, says the huckster-in-chief. He will have done his job for George Soros and his cronies in the big green industries, so we can build more crap that produces next to nothing at a great, great loss of tax revenue, and also strangles industry. You know, having said that, though, I don't want you to conclude from this opinion of mine that I am against cleaning up the environment. I spent a lot of my time actually working towards preserving the so-called environment. I have probably spent more time in my life and dedicated more of my life than all of the politicians put together, including the huckster-in-chief, in actually saving rainforests, in actually documenting the wisdom that is inherently found in the rainforest amongst certain indigenous peoples. So no one can lecture me on the sacred nature of our earth and Gaia. Believe me, I know all about it. And I've actually spent a lot of my years, instead of making money, dedicating myself to saving things like such. So I don't need to be lectured by idiots who sit in cafes and think they know more than I do about these things. I'm sick of it all. Let's take some calls. Thomas on KLIF in Dallas. Go ahead, Thomas. I hope you're not interested in the storm because I don't want to talk about it.
No, not particularly. I want to ask about the situation where it seems that our current leading or dominant intelligentsia has argued us into accepting a variety of mental disorders as behaviors that must not only be accepted in normal society, but they're worthy of celebrating and encouraging.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. No matter how minority the behavior may be, it's superior to that of the dominant culture. I kind of know what you're alluding to.
Yeah, but it seems that we and they...
You see, it just shows you, you're from an area near the Bible Belt or in it, so you're reading that antiquated book called the Bible. You actually believe in that antiquated concept called God. And you actually believe a man should go in a man's bathroom and a woman should go in a woman's restroom. It just shows you how pre-Obama you actually are.
Yeah, I was wondering, they're looking for even more depravities and degeneracies to bring into the light of day and mandate that these things have to be allowed and supported by society and be made an acceptable part of our culture or another one of our...
Well, yeah, but our culture is based upon an old book written by ancient olive growers in the Middle East. What did they know? Most of them were probably psychotic. They were deficient in vitamin B3. They saw visions of a thing called God. They saw burning bushes. And what, was stuck with that for the rest of eternity? No, no, no. The world changed when the great, great Messiah was born, Barry Obama. And he brought us a new brave world, and actually a new brave new world, where everything is new, and men should not go in men's restrooms, and women should not go in women's restrooms. In fact, there should be no restrooms at all. If you really want to be natural, we should not waste water by flushing. In the new America, we should probably just go in a bush somewhere, because that would save the environment. So you were born, huh, during the time when God was alive? Do you know that there used to be something called God before Obama was born? Well, I don't know. Were you born? You were born before Obama was born, no doubt. You're older than him, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there used to be something called God before he came along, but since he replaced God, he is the all-knowing, the all-truthful one. And so you're asking, can the culture ever be corrected? I think you have to ask the question another way, and that is, why should the culture be corrected? I mean, what you want is more confusion, more doubt, more drug use, more depravity, more sexual license, more drug use. And then you'll have a more perfect Obama vision of the United States of America and the world.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is the nation run amok because we have an Islamophilic president? Here's a headline. Airlines under scrutiny for profiling of Muslim passengers. Apparently, a Muslim named Karawuddin Makhzoumi was pulled off a Southwest flight because he was speaking to his uncle in Iraq in Arabic, and a passenger got nervous. So in steps the terrorist-loving Council on American-Islamic Relations, files a lawsuit, a complaint, rather, against Southwest Airlines, with Obama's U.S. Department of Transportation. They want a federal investigation into Southwest Airlines practices that can result in discrimination against Muslims. According to Saba Maher, the civil rights coordinator for the terrorist loving care chapter. And so here we go. In other words, common sense dictates certainly not to pick on people because of their religious and racial identity. But we have had planes hijacked by Muslims. If you recall, there were a few incidents not too long ago conducted by Muslims screaming Allah Akbar. But that doesn't stop CAR from pursuing the courts to pursue their agenda, which seems to be to create a caliphate around the world. The only one who can save us is Donald Trump. I know he's flawed. I know he's not a true this. I know he's not a true that. I know this about him. I know that about him. But I know he's the only one who'll put this nonsense to bed and stop all the enemies of our survival before they start again. And if they don't like it here, let him get out of our country and go back to the crap hole they came from. Let him go back to his sacred Iraq and see how he's treated. Read all about it in Scorched Earth before you can't read all about it in Scorched Earth. You got it? If not, get it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Taxi song by the great George Gershwin. That's a tough name to say, George Gershwin. So he was in Paris in the 20s. And when he was riding around in the Parisian taxis, he heard the peculiar sound of the horns, the taxi horns of Paris. And in his mind, instead of being disturbed by the cacophony of the taxi horns, he actually conceived of a composition, and he created this particular composition based on the taxi horns, which are still played in symphony halls around the world. And again, it's an interesting fact. There's nothing political about it. I suppose you can make it political in some way, but it isn't. It just shows you how the creative mind works. A creative mind can take a dissonance and turn dissonance into beauty. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what talk radio really does. We take the dissonance of our society, I guess, if I want to generalize, and we try to take the dissonance, the horns, the sounds, the clowns, and try to make order out of it. Try to do something with order. That's what it comes down to. I've always needed order in my life. In fact, I get very upset with disorder. Some would say today, if you had a kid who was doing what I did as a kid, they'd probably put him on medication. Can you imagine I actually lined up my shoes under my bed when I was a little boy in the Bronx? I had two pair of shoes, so I kept them polished and I kept them under my little bed. Now, that's sickness, I guess, today, because the mark of a healthy mind is shoes on the floor, scuffed, you know, things like that, pants hanging under your behind. That would be the mark of a sane child. But if you had a little boy who wanted to have shiny shoes under his bed, I guess that's a sick child. I have to apologize for that. But I, to this day, love order. I've always built model airplanes as a kid. I'm just reminiscing while you're waiting for the storm to hit. I think that's what I'm feeling. I'm very intuitive. The whole nation's waiting for the storm to hit. That's all, nothing. The nation's already paralyzed. Paralyzed is sitting there waiting for Disneyland to reopen. Marine World, they can't wait till Disneyland reopens. SeaWorld is closed. Disneyland is closed. Airlines are not flying. They're waiting. The storm is taking its own good time. It can't be forced to arrive ahead of its time. It's off the coast. It's gone through Haiti. Well, it is a racist storm. I mean, when you think about it. I mean, why did it pick on a nation that's largely African, people of African descent first? Think about that. God is a racist. And that's the whole problem. He had no right to drive it through Haiti first. Should have been driven through the Ukraine first. If it was fair. If it was fair, the New World Order in George Soros' toilet would have figured out a way by now to direct the hurricane through Russia, where it's mainly white people. But no, it shows you how racist the God is, that storm had the nerve to come up out of the Caribbean. Unto itself, the storm itself is an issue of racism and inequality. If there's one or two lessons we can gain from the hurricane, which we'll probably get from the New World Order, from Mustafa Mond Obama, it will be that, we need equality in storms, we need equality in this, equality in that. Yeah, all right, you get the picture, that's all. That's my way of trying to cope with the insanity of the world I live in. This guy is so, you know, I don't know how Obama goes through a day without imploding. He is so full of it. He makes up stories about everything. Nothing he says is real. Nothing he says makes sense to me. All right, whatever. Bill Clinton's missteps on the campaign trail. That should be fun. Look, who was the first to tell you that he's trying to sabotage Hillary? Me. Who was the first to tell you he's an alpha male, she's an alpha female? And like in most couples that have been around a long time, who are alphas, they fight all the time. And that he's super jealous that she might become the president. So he's been undermining her almost every day, well, on a regular basis. Let's hear the missteps in clip 12 of... No, I want to take call number two. WABC, David, line two, go ahead, please.
Hi there, Michael. It's amazing. You know, I went on Saturday. There's a mall here in New Jersey called Paramus Park Mall. And yep. I had a shirt made up on one of these kiosks that has a photo of you and a photo of Trump. Wow. And so the guy ironed it. Real nice. And my wife had gotten me the book, Scorched Earth, written by you. It might be a birthday present. Anyway, this group of around like four guys come around. They look at the photo of you and Trump on the shirt. And they say, oh, he's a Trumpster. Thing is, they took the book from me. They put coffee on it. I called security, and security says, we can't do anything unless they physically put their hands on you.
He's wrong. The security guard was a moron. That's why he's a security guard. They did cause you damage to your property, and you can sue them all. Physically. Now, I'm going to ask something that no one's allowed to ask. Describe the four perpetrators.
Yeah. And I said, would it...
No, hold it. Describe the four perpetrators who assaulted you because you were walking around with scorched earth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's no, I said describe them. What they look like?
I'm going to say they were, I'm going to try to be diplomatic. One looked Hispanic, and the other three were dark in pigmentation.
So that was racism. It was a hate crime.
I would say so. All they needed to say was Allah Akbar. That was the only thing left to say.
Well, are you saying that they were Arabic? That they were of Arabic descent?
The three of them, I believe they were. The other one was like Hispanic.
So these little goon squads now are walking around seizing books from people and spilling coffee on it? That's what they're bringing to our country from the hellholes they came from, the garbage cans that they should be sent back to, and if Trump wins, they should all be deported, those who do like this? I tell you right now, if there's a lawyer listening to this show, I want you to contact my guys right now. I want to sue the Paramus Mall on behalf of this guy. The problem is, wait a minute now, you're in a mall, so that was caught on security camera, wasn't it?
I would imagine it is. I would imagine
And what's,
it is.
What store were you outside of when these goons attacked you and damaged your personal property? What store were you near?
Well, it was a kiosk. I would say one of these stores where they sell, like, suits and dresses and whatnot, shoes and whatnot. You know, these malls have a lot of stores all over them.
All right, but you know more or less where it was in the Paramus Mall?
Absolutely. Second floor, yes.
Second floor. What day did this occur?
On this Saturday.
This Saturday. So they can find it on the tape?
Absolutely.
Okay, this man was assaulted because he was holding a book in his hand. Forget it was my book. And these thugs, who he describes as Middle Easterners, attacked him and spilled coffee on his book. That is called battery. That's called assault and battery, David. And you have a legitimate case against the Paramus Mall for not pursuing them. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
All right, here's what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to make this a whole day today. We're going to take your email. If we get an attorney who wants to take this case for David, we'll put him on the show. We'll give him a lot of free publicity on the Savage Nation. He's got to, again, call 855-400-SAVAGE. David, I'm sending you a fresh copy of the book. I'm sorry that thugs did this to you, but that's what you get when you import garbage from the third world. When you import third world garbage into America, the society gets dirtier, not cleaner. Does that sound good to you? Is that a little too brusque? When you bring in garbage, it makes the nation filthy. You're not bringing in Einstein. You're not bringing in Enrico Fermi. You're not bringing in people who are going to add to this culture. You're bringing in the lowest on the planet. And that's exactly the way Barry from Honolulu wants it. I think I'll stop right there because there's no point in going down that rat hole. I don't want to go there. I don't want to get upset. I know what's coming. I know what our future looks like. And I know only Eddie will save America. But where is Eddie? I'm waiting for Eddie to arrive, to rise up. Where is Eddie? When is Eddie going to stand up already? Where is Eddie? Maybe he's stoned on methamphetamine. Maybe the Eddies I'm waiting for to rise up are all on speed. I don't know where Eddie is. Tell you what I want to do for a few minutes, in addition to the great calls. I have a few open lines at 855-472-82. I want you to call in your own words with a few sentences that you think, let's say if someone said, oh, what are you reading, Scorched Earth? What did he write that's so important? Give me one or two sentences that you think are quotable for friends who you think should get the message before the election, because I believe we are one bad election away from losing everything. Totally. That's as simple as that. So you can call and get on the air with that one. We were talking about so many good things. Samantha on WFNC in North Carolina. Samantha, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm 28 years old and I'm a full-time college student, and I have liberals squawking in my ear all day long. And it is so nice at the end of the day to get in my car and listen to your station and kind of flush all of that out of my mind.
Well, in other words, I give you an alternative viewpoint, because in college you only get one side, and that is the Marxist, communist, anti-American, anti-white side. Is that correct?
Correct, because if you speak...
Are you a white girl? Are you a white girl?
Yes, I am.
Are you attacked because of your race in the colleges that you go in the college you go to?
Not directly, no.
No, so they don't talk against the white race on a daily basis? Because I know people who tell me they do in her college. I get reports every day of teachers who were writing the whites are evil, the whites are bad, the whites pollute, the whites did this, the whites did that. So you're not getting that in your college?
Not in my area of the college. I'm an engineering school. So.
Oh, you actually go to college to study a real science. In other words, you're not studying polys. You're not studying social science or ethnic studies, for example.
Correct. So you
ethnic studies has become nothing but a propaganda arm of the most radical groups in America who hate the white race. So you're an engineering student. That's great. What do you want to be when you graduate? What kind of engineer?
Nuclear engineer.
Oh, so you're really a smarty. How do you become a nuclear engineer, Samantha? What do you have to study?
I have to study physics, math, science, biology, and basic engineering, statics, dynamics type of stuff.
Now, are all of those courses are devoid of politics, aren't they? Or some of them have been infected as well in these last few years? Which of your science courses have been infested by liberalism?
Oh, biology.
Yeah,
by far.
Because biology is the softest of all sciences. There's no question about right. But the hard engineering courses are still immune from that kind of idiocy.
Yeah, and actually, if some slips, some people will let some liberal stuff slip into class. But I've noticed several of my engineering professors are actually Republican.
Well, not for much longer. If Hillary wins, they'll be purged from the universities, and they'll have to teach what is called correct science, where everything they teach in every subject will have to prove certain things which are false to be true. It's a rough world we're living in, Samantha. I'm glad that you're a rationalist. I'm sending you a copy of that great book, Scorched Earth. Put it in a plain brown wrapper and read it with pride. We're now almost 20 minutes into the show of hour number two. If you want to call on all of these topics and others, go ahead. I got some great sound for you coming up here. And I know you're all waiting for the storm. Here's a woman who called me from North Carolina, engineering student. She wasn't hysterically sitting at home with a broom waiting to sweep away the water. She went on with her life. The whole country already is paralyzed because the media is covering the storm. The whole country's come to lockdown, sitting here shivering. You could be living in the middle of the desert somewhere. You're sitting supposed to be worried about a storm in Florida. You hear this? What kind of world am I living in? A few people own houses in Florida who are in the media or in the government. We hear nothing but a storm. I'm sure it'll be big. I'm sure there'll be damage. I'm sure there'll be death. But what are we talking about it a day before, 2 days before? Why? Why is this such a big story? Haven't hurricanes existed before? Well, I'm going to take a break and go watch the Weather Channel. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Swung open, rummaging in the darkness within. It's a subject, he said, that has always had a great interest for me. He pulled out a thick black volume. You've never read this, for example. The Savage took it. The Holy Bible containing the Old and New Testaments. He read aloud from the title page. Nor this. It was a small book and had lost its cover, The Imitation of Christ. Nor this. He handed out another volume, The Varieties of Religious Experience by William James. And I've got plenty more, Mustafa Mon continued, returning to his seat. A whole collection of pornographic old books, God in the Safe and Ford on the Shelves. He pointed with a laugh to his avowed library, to the shelves of books, the rack full of reading machine bobbins and soundtrack rolls. But if you know about God, why don't you tell him, asked the Savage indignantly. Why don't you give them these books about God? Well, for the same reason as we don't give them Othello. They're old. They're about God hundreds of years ago, not about God now. But God doesn't change. Men do, though. What difference does that make? All the difference in the world, said Barack Obama. That, of course, is a piece from Brave New World, a particular paragraph. It was my favorite book when I first read it. I would say it caused a schism in my life, changed my life forever. Let's put it that way. I was never the same after reading that book, Brave New World. And it's still quite relevant, as you know now, because we're living through a new iteration of Brave New World when we woke up and found out that Yahoo had secretly spied on all of us in compliance with the degenerate perverts in the NSA. I have a little message for you if you're listening to me. If you fear you're being listened to or watched by these degenerates in the NSA and the CIA, do what I do. Tell them to drop dead. Every time you pick up an iPhone or you go near a computer that you think has a camera, curse them out. Tell them that one day they're going to be tried like in the Nuremberg trial for what they're doing. Tell them although they're brain-dead drug addicts, they're going to be held responsible for violating your Fourth Amendment rights and that you will prosecute them should the time come that we get an actual honest administration, not this monster in the White House who has created the greatest surveillance state ever seen in the history of the world, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Global Warming. Curse them out. Tell them what you think of them. You know who they are? They're just college kids who took jobs and then went to work either through Booz Allen, emphasis on booze, or the NSA hires them through the Booz Allen so they could pay them more money, or the U.S. government hires them. These are the lowest of the low. These are basically computer geeks without a soul. These are people without a soul. These are people without a heart, without a mind. They're robots with arms and legs. They're mental masturbators. They're mental midgets. That's who works for these companies. Spit on them the next time you see them through your screen.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Oh, we're waiting for the storm already. It's worse than the election. God, I wish it hit and go away already. How long is this going to take? Why is nature so slow? It's like watching cancer cells develop, watching the storm thing off the coast at 14 miles. Hit already. Do your thing already. Get it over with. Now they're selling things around the hurricane. It's like buy the hurricane app, buy one, get two hurricanes free. There's no end to this commercialism. It's insanity. Again, a spinning circle all day long on the TV screens. I'm getting vertigo from it. Can't they show something else? Isn't there anything else going on in the world? Again, spinning, a green thing, spinning and spinning and spinning. Spinning and spinning and spinning, around and around and around. Here's another fake poll by the New World Order. CNN ORC poll, Obama hits record 55% approval. Yeah, right. Amongst who? Who'd they poll? Let's see who they polled. CNN. Wolf Blitz is going to give you an honest poll. Why don't they just say that like in North Korea, Obama hits 105% approval of all CNN listeners who might possibly vote in North Korea. Let's see who they look to see. Who's ORC, by the way? Here. Well, you ready for this? The telephone poll was conducted from September to October using a random national sample of 1,501 adults. Now, not voters, not registered voters, but adults. Now, you know what that means? They should say adults, not adults, adults. They do a poll of 1,501 adults? How could you believe any of this? Well, you do believe it. I don't believe it. I think his approval rating is probably closer to 105%. Because the fact is the only people who oppose Obama are white racists. The only people who oppose Obama are those who pay the bill for all of his handouts to those who don't work. Remember, 47% approve of their monthly government check. Of course they're going to approve of him. So why don't you eliminate them? If you're to do a fair poll, eliminate anyone who receives welfare. And then do a poll and see what his approval rating is. Oh, man, I love the wedding ring. I love the whole stage set. Every week they have to make him a new suit because he's shrinking. He's like the amazing shrinking president. I'd like to have his diet. I wonder what that is. What's his diet based on? Man shriveling right in front of our eyes. How do you figure that out? A guy under such stress doesn't eat? 855, someone noted me, Michael Savage's political zoo, home of all the traitors. Thank you. They're starting to mention me. Most everyone else in the business has what do you call it? They go on these blogs and mention the hosts and this and that, and they attack me. I don't even bother. What percent of deplorables would say Obama's approval rating is high? None. Are you a deplorable? I still don't want to talk about any of this. I want to talk about Yahoo secretly scanned customer emails for U.S. intelligence. It bothers me deeply. They violated your Fourth Amendment rights. The company complied with a classified U.S. government directive, scanning hundreds of millions of Yahoo mail accounts at the behest of the NSA or FBI, said two former employees and a third person apprised of the events. Some surveillance experts said this represents the first case to surface of a U.S. internet company agreeing to a spy agency's demand by searching all arriving messages as opposed to examining stored messages or scanning a small number of accounts in real time. It is not known what information intelligence officials were looking for, only they wanted Yahoo to search for a set of characters. That could mean a phrase in an email or an attachment, said the sources who did not want to be identified. Reuters was unable to determine what data Yahoo may have handed over, if any, and if intelligence officials had approached other email providers besides Yahoo with this kind of request. According to the two former employees, Yahoo chief executive Marissa Mayer's decision to obey the directive roiled some senior executives and led to the June 2015 departure of chief information her chief info security officer, Alex Stamos, who now holds the top security job at Facebook, Inc. That's interesting. Makes me wonder if Facebook is also complying. Through a Facebook spokesmouth, Stamos declined a request for an interview. The NSA spy agency, who is now spying on all innocent Americans, referred questions to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which also declined to comment. We're living in a dictatorship. They won't comment, then the other office won't comment, then when they do get them before Congress, they take the fifth. We are living in a gangster government. Gangsters have taken over the United States of America. A criminal mafia has taken over the United States of America. An organization so powerful, so large, so wealthy, so all-consuming and all-knowing that you cannot even understand what they're doing to you. And you don't even want to talk about it. Because you don't know what to do. What to do? Well, for one, we could force Congress, yet to hold a hearing, to force Yahoo Chief Executive Marissa Mayer to testify. And then, if she was found to have violated the Fourth Amendment rights of hundreds of thousands or millions of Americans, she should be tried for doing so, and she should be punished accordingly. That would be jail and a fine. Would that be wrong? Yeah, I guess it's really going to happen. How could that happen when most of the people in government who we depend upon have been found out through spying all their secrets and they're afraid to say anything because they're being blackmailed? All right, whatever. Here we go on. Next story. A wiretap in real time. A wiretap. So what about Google and Microsoft? Are they spying on us? Under laws including the 2008 amendments to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, so-called intelligence agencies, that's spy agencies of little perverts, can ask U.S. phone and internet companies to provide customer data to aid foreign intelligence gathering efforts for a variety of reasons, including prevention of terrorist attacks. Now, logically, what you would expect is they would spy largely on Muslims communicating largely in Arabic. Isn't that true? Wouldn't that make sense if you were going to use your spy agency? Wouldn't you particularly focus on particular groups? Of course you would, but they're not allowed to do that because of the deviant, anti-American, very dangerous, subversive organizations in America like the National Lawyers Guild, the ACLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union. They are all suicidal. They're all killing us. All as described amongst all of the subversive groups that I name in Scorched Earth. You know, the more I think about it, the more deeply I realize I'm getting in trouble on the show, in every show I'm getting deeper in trouble. And I realize my only hope is if Trump wins now. If Hillary wins, I will probably not be on the radio, because, and I don't think she'll single me out, she won't have to. She is such a fascist dictator, she will eliminate all free speech in America. She will curtail the internet. I doubt very much that sites that you've come to love will be on the internet much longer. She will use the FEC to not only control them, but to destroy them. Things like the Drudge Report that you turn to, Breitbart, Michael Savage, other radio hosts who challenge the government on a real basis, they're not going to be on the air. And that's what's going to happen if she wins. It will not happen if he wins. So if you like freedom of speech, you have a choice. If you like censorship and you don't want to actually move to one of the hellholes that most of you came from, then vote for the witch. It's that simple. I wish it was easy to explain that to the people on welfare. They don't care, though. All they care is that the checks keep coming and they get fatter and fatter and fatter. That's something the demagogues have known for a long time. If you can buy votes, that's all you need to do. And Soros knows if you can count votes, that's all you need to do. So, my friends, hey, enjoy it while you can. I'm almost fatalistic about it. I wake up each day and I say, how much longer can I speak freely? How much longer can I be a free spirit on the radio? How much longer can I say what I actually believe? How much longer, how much longer, how much longer? And I say, I don't know, maybe till the end of December, and then all bets are off. But I think we'll know pretty much on election eve what's coming in 2017 and beyond. It's that simple. And you know, I'm thinking about it. If she wins, I have to make some decisions about what I'm going to do in 2017. I certainly can't do shows like these anymore. There's no way a government under that fascist dictatorship and that smear machine run by her minions, her evil minions, the most evil people in American history, are working for her. They'll stop at nothing to destroy their domestic enemies. They have an enemies list, and they will hunt us down just as the Stasi did for the East German governments. That's exactly what's going to happen if she wins. And I wonder if it's worth it. I ask myself every day, is this really worth it every day? To put myself at risk and maybe my family at risk? To take on this evil empire? I don't know anymore. I mean, these are some of the questions and doubts that I have. And you say, well, why are you doubting? Why are you telling us? Why are you sharing this with us? We don't want to know it. Go on, Mike. We got your back. We light candles for you in the church. That's all well and good. I'm glad you got my back. But you know what? It doesn't mean anything. What does that really mean when you have a fascist government? Do you actually think that they wouldn't try to silence me? Do you actually think that she's going to allow people to criticize her the way we openly criticize Obama? I know she won't. And that's because she's going to change the laws to make sure that she can simply put us out of business with one vote on the FEC. On the FCC, pardon me. That's probably the most important agency of all of them for those of us in the free speech business. And we know what's going on over there. We've seen the reports. The Dems are lining up to curtail free speech and to control the internet. So 2017 will be a very interesting year. I might just be, I don't know what, I can't start joking around about what I'm going to do. I don't know. I have some ideas about it. But if the FCC does what we think it's going to do under the dictatorship, the Clinton dictatorship, talk radio is over. It'll be dead. There'll be no voices of opposition left in this country. And I can guarantee you books like mine will not be published. Not because they're not allowed to publish them. The publishers will be afraid to publish them. All the great books I've written, every last one of them, will not be published anymore by me or anybody else. It'll be over. The publishers will be terrified of the fascist government. They're afraid that they'll lose government contracts and other divisions of their companies. People will be afraid to buy them. We had a caller in the last hour who said he was attacked by four Middle Easterners in the Paramus Mall who spilled coffee on scorched earth. And the security guard refused to run after them and prosecute them. So, yes, we have immigrants coming in from third world banana republics, used to call them. They're not banana republics. They're Islamic republics, and they're not even republics. They're Islamic banana republics, and they're not even banana republics. They're Islamic fascist republics. And they're coming in from these Islamic nightmare hellholes, coming to our free country. And instead of kissing the ground, they set the ground on fire. Last night I was watching a great movie, one that I watched, years ago, I used to love it, Ilya Kazan's great movie, America, America. And it tells the long odyssey of a Greek boy, and it was amazing, shot in black and white by the great director, Ilya Kazan. And he used largely non-actors. There's all the faces of real Greek people, Greek peasants and whatnot. This awesome photography, etc. Haskell Wexler was the photographer. It's something to watch. And it shows how the Greeks, who were Christians, were oppressed, killed, murdered by the Muslims from the Ottoman Turkish Empire at the time. What was done to the Greek people by those monsters when they conquered Greece. And how they dreamed of getting out of Greece because they knew there was no future for them. So the whole family saves up to send their prodigal son to America. That's what the story is in America, America. And it's about his odyssey to America, all of what happens to him along the way, the terrible things that were done to him, beaten, robbed, this, that. And I won't tell you the whole plot. You can watch it yourself. I think you should watch it with your children. It's called America, America by Ilya Kazan. Well, eventually he gets to New York. And the last scene shows Port of New York. And it was stirring to me because I envisioned my grandfather and what it must have looked like to him coming from Russia. And I see him getting to the dock and kissing the ground, and that's the end of the movie. And then they turn to the credits. And the narrator actually, it was one of the first times I've ever seen that, the narrator reads in the credits who the director was, who the actors were. And it was an interesting conclusion to the movie. But it tells the story of what immigrants were in those days and what they came here for. They came to the freest country on earth. If they were sick, they were turned away at Ellis Island because America had sane people running it. They didn't want to infect the entire nation of healthy people. They wouldn't let diseased people come in. Now, speed the camera forward to a psychotic president who does the exact opposite. Not only does he not seek out the healthiest and the most productive citizens of the third world, he seeks the sickest, the potentially most dangerous. Those even openly diseased with Zika are being sought out and brought in by a demented psychotic administration. And I sat there asking myself, what kind of nation have we become that a man as evil and as distorted as this could do this to this nation without a word of protest? And if this is my last show, and I hope it isn't, and it won't be, I'm saying to you, what I just said to you, if this would be the last words you ever heard from me, if those were the last words, I'm asking you, the American people, how you let this happen. How did you let a man as sick and as perverse as this, and I say perverse in the political sense, do this to this nation on a daily basis? How do you let a man as sick and as perverse as this bring in diseased immigrants to this country? How do you do it? How do you let it happen? Why are there no riots in the streets to stop this? Why do we let all the degenerate lowlifes riot in the streets? Why do we let the most evil take over our streets in our country and to the highest echelons of power? Ask yourself those questions, and when you have the answer, give me a call. I'd like to hear it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, here's more of the same. Here are the evil people in the government media complex. 8-year-old refugee dies after flight to O'Hare. So you look into it. He was from the Congo, lands at O'Hare and dies. 8-year-old boy dies, traveling with his father and other children to come into America because Obama wants them from Congo. Now, you have to ask yourself, what disease did he have that he died? Oh, move along here, nothing to worry about. Ask the jerk at the CDC, the Lysenko of our time. Now, let's see. In Congo, the diseases that are endemic are Ebola, cholera, polio, typhoid, TB, and hemorrhagic fever. So we have to assume that this poor little boy died from one of the above. Each one of those is highly infectious. The CDC, of course, is telling us not to worry because the CDC is run by a bunch of propagandists who should be tried for so many different crimes, it's beyond belief. But nevertheless, this is an example of what Obama is doing to this nation. Instead of searching the world for the best and the brightest to add to our society, he searches for the sickest and the worst to debase our society. That's how I see it. So don't tell me that the CNN poll shows him at 55%. Who are they polling? They're polling those on government assistance or those who've been granted citizenship who never deserved it. They're not polling the deplorables like you. That's it on the Savage Nation. Can the storm please come already, hit the landmass already? 3 days now, you're going to see the newscasters with the boots on.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Only when all of these talented musicians and actors come to recognize that their very survival is at stake, and they start naming the problems in the world that are real as opposed to the fake ones, and they start pointing out the danger we're in from the growing Islamic terrorism in America and the world. And well, Anna, you get the whole picture. Only when they start to sing songs about the real threats can we hope to turn this around. We need them on our side in this war, not against us. Two police officers knifed and the suspect shot in suspected terror attack. That's, of course, in Belgium. So we don't have to worry about that. It's in a Muslim area, in a area called Sharbeck. So two police are walking, doing their job. And one of the gentlemen from the Muslim neighborhood pulls out a knife and attacks the officers, stabs one in the neck, stabs the other policeman in the stomach. The Muslim tries to run away and assaults a third officer, but they pull out a gun and shoot him in the leg. But that officer suffered a broken nose when he was punched in the face during a struggle with the suspect, whose gunshot injuries were not serious. Now, of course, if the cops were armed, maybe they could have killed him before he hurt the next one, but okay, next. Disturbing photos highlight drug homelessness issues in San Francisco's SoMa. Did you know anything about that? Did you see that little story of what's going on in this city? Oh, don't even ask. 8-year-old refugee from Congo dies after flight to O'Hare. As I say, the CDC, which is nothing but filled with propagandists who have violated all the tenets of being medical doctors and scientists, told us there's nothing to worry about. Even though the child died at the airport with vomiting and diarrhea, and even though Congo is endemic to Ebola, cholera, polio, typhoid, TB, and hemorrhagic fever, nothing to worry about. Keep on moving. That's according to the propagandists in the once great CDC. The CDC spokesmouth said it has been determined the child did not have a disease that posed a threat to public health. Oh, no, move along. Nothing to see here. You get the picture. We can go on with more, but I don't want to. It's too depressing. So now let's look at what's going to happen here in the San Francisco area rather than looking at the storm. The storm, the storm, the storm, the storm. It'd be like me reporting on sunshine in the Bay Area. The sun is rising this morning at 7 a.m. It's expected to be up until about 6:58 tonight. We'll keep you monitored on the motion of the sun during the entire day right here on the Savage Nation. Fleet Week is loved by most Americans, most sane Americans, except by the supervisors who run the city. 1.2 million Americans pour into the city, including more than 4,000 soldiers, sailors, and airmen, to watch this amazing display of courage and grace. But then, of course, there are the ones who have bankrupted the city. And that would be the so-called supervisors, the low-life losers. The worst of them all is a man named John Avalos. John Avalos, an anti-American peace bird, threatened to block the fire flying over the bay. The big sea was crossed out in 2000. So this permit is like this thing, Avalos, San Francisco, that's 2007. So this vermin, this lowlife, this thing, Avalos in San Francisco says this. After getting a bunch of jingoistic and homophobic tweets and texts from right or wrong military types, including a handful of threats, I've decided not to subject my colleagues to a circus of hate, said the supervisor John Avalos in a text this week. Now you understand how the city has crumbled under the rule of these anti-American solenterates. Now they tell us that the parade of ships is a threat to sea lions. The parade of ships is a threat to the whales. It's overwhelming to me how stupid these people are, how they put human beings on the lowest scale of the zoological order. These upside-down psychopathic progs, well, anyway, liberalism is a mental disorder. You know, when you get tongue-tied on what they are and how they do things, just fill in the blank. Liberalism is a mental disorder. John Avalos is a clear example of a man who belongs in a straitjacket in a mental hospital. Unfortunately, people like him closed the mental hospitals many, many years ago. It was Governor Brown, after all, who closed the mental hospitals in California, which led to the homeless crisis in the state for the last 40 years. I know, I know, I know. He really didn't do it. But he actually did do it. Yes, it was Governor Brown's daddy who inflicted homelessness on the state of California by closing the state mental hospital and saying it's illegal to incarcerate people who are mentally ill and defecating on themselves or assaulting others. It violates their civil rights. Of course, there's no discussing that you can't have a civil society if you give rights to people who are deranged and can't even control themselves. But take a look at San Francisco, defecation in mailboxes. People can't come out of their house. And that's why they're using drugs, is the evil right-wingers. And, of course, there's also an element of global warming. I'm sure that if you ask Leon DiCaprio in Hollywood, you'll find out that the heroin epidemic in America is a direct result of global warming. You see, as a result of the increased carbon dioxide in his ears that has spread into his brain, the heroin poppy, the production of the poppy, has so proliferated from global warming that the poor Afghanis have nothing to do but export it. And as a result, the streets are flooded with heroin. So you see, it fits. If we only could have another ice age, why, then the poppies would all die, and then, of course, we wouldn't have a heroin epidemic. And it's the same with most other drugs which are derived from natural products. It's all a result of global warming. And if only we can rein in that evil industrialization that drives Leon DiCaprio's jet and Air Force One and the other things that Beyonce and Jay-Z use in order to get to the White House, to debase the White House, well, then, of course, you understand how the whole world works and how the earth really has been scorched by this maniac in the White House. That's the opening to hour number three. What you'd actually like to talk about, I have no idea. Let's take a caller or two or three. K-L-I-F, line 9, Asa, welcome to the show.
Sir, I'm calling on the reasons that people today are empathetic to what's going on in the country. First is that the educated and well-informed audience, your audience, pretty much are living in fear of the government complex. Number two.
100% right. I fear them every day of my life. I abhor them and I fear them.
And I've experienced it firsthand, so I know what can happen.
Oh, I know that they've been reading my emails for years, and I hope that these perverts in the CIA and the NSA, I hope one day there's a trial for them, and they're tried like a Nuremberg trial, and I hope that the key is thrown away and they're thrown in jail for what they're doing to us. They are violating, and the only way to do this is go after the leadership. The woman, the CEO, Melissa Mayers, who runs Yahoo, if what is true was done to us, she should be tried for what she has done to us, and she should be jailed and fined. All of her assets should be seized and dispersed in a class action lawsuit against all of us who have been surveyed by the government through Yahoo. In fact, it's a great class action lawsuit. If I were one of those low-life lawyers that I hate so much, I would sue Yahoo in a class action lawsuit for having violated the Fourth Amendment rights of millions of people. And I would disperse the money that Melissa Mayers took and all the others in running Yahoo and give it out to the people down here who had their privacy violated by the spy agency. All right, that's all. Next case. It's not going to happen. They're above the law. See, some crimes are too big to even be prosecuted. Only small criminals get prosecuted in America. Big criminals become congressmen, senators, Senator Corleone, Congressman Corleone. We didn't have time, Michael. We didn't have time. I thought one day you'd be a Congressman Corleone, Senator Corleone. We'll get there, Michael. Don't worry, we'll get there one day. Well, they got there. They got there. Now they're running the country, Senator Corleone. That's all. He's running the country now, doing a great job, too. If they were patriotic, I wouldn't mind. I don't care what they rob. But I don't know how this happened. How do you have an unpatriotic gang running a country? How do they get away with it? Most people are patriotic. How do we have an unpatriotic anti-American group just debasing the country every day? Look, I made my point. It's too beautiful out there to worry about all of this. The show is over. I walk out. I see the bay. You could faint from it. This time of the year, it's so beautiful. No, we're not expecting a storm. In fact, it's typical October weather in the Bay Area. The bay takes on a certain color. I call it China blue. I wrote about it in my great novel, Abuse of Power, when I described the bay better than... It hasn't been described as well even by Jack London. No one did a job like I did in Abuse of Power. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It's written well. I don't care if you buy the book. It's just that I love the look of the bay this time of year. It's flat. It's calm. October, the weather is gorgeous out here. No hurricanes, no storms, no tornadoes. You can take your boat outside the Golden Gate Bridge miles offshore. There's no wind, no storms, nothing. But, of course, we're supposed to live in sheer fear, hunkered down now because of what's happening in Florida. In fact, everyone in America, if they're really patriotic, would not even talk about anything except the storm in Florida. That would show that you're a real American. To have compassion for your fellow citizens in Florida, you should not be able to enjoy yourself anywhere else. Well, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to enjoy myself this weekend if I can. I'm going to go into the city. I'm going to go to the Fleet Week. I'm going to watch the boats. I'm going to watch the Blue Angels. I'm going to go to a restaurant. Then at night, I'm going to go to a shipper with all of the people for a couple of drinks with the heroes of our country who can actually steer ships. And if we had a true commander-in-chief, they could actually fire weapons once in a while. But I think most of the weapons tubes have been stuffed with baloney under this commander-in-chief. And now they're concerned mainly with birthing facilities on ships and whether there are showers for transgenders on destroyers and whether there's enough gay marriages on the ships to be diverse enough. You know, the important stuff for using the military. That's all. Next case, 17 after the hour, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Diversity is destroying democracy. Europe, as you know, has been swamped with Muslim refugees, and some of America's so-called leaders, the misleaders, want to see the same crisis happening here. One article after another describes this crisis. Sweden close to collapse from the Gatestone Institute. Germany in grip of Muslim takeover from Liberal Forum. You know something's gotten bad when the liberals notice it. Even Reuters, which once described the term terrorist as insensitive, has reported on the Muslim takeover of Europe. The people themselves are opposed to what is effectively jihad through overpopulation. It's like a swarm of army ants that moves into some other insect colony and takes over the tunnels. The so-called leadership of these countries is opposing the will of the people and is in favor of eliminating the culture of their countries. Where will it end? How will it affect us? Dick Turbin Durbin is true to his name. He's a Democratic senator from Illinois, and he was given the nickname Turbin Durbin a long time ago. Turbin Durbin has called for 100,000 Syrian refugees to be accepted by the United States of America. You heard that right. Not 10,000, as Barry al-Husseini wanted, but 100,000. Turbin Durbin figured he'd raise the stakes on Barack al-Husseini. Now, why does he want to do this? Because this is the way liberal gangs work. Raise the stakes. Make it outrageous. If you say it's going to be 100,000, these leftist thugs will settle for 50,000. Whether you think this country should take in more refugees from Syria at all is the primary question. I'll stop right there. It's all in scorched earth. The diversity is destroying democracy. It's one of my favorite pages. It's one that you should share with all of your friends before the election. As an immigrant son, I think about the refugee crisis every day. As an immigrant son, I've had to ask myself, why do I oppose relocating 100,000 Syrian refugees into this country? Aren't they like my grandfather, I ask myself? Well, the answer is no. They come from a place which they have destroyed, which is why they're leaving. The reason they're fleeing Syria is because they destroyed Syria. Think about this. No one's ever brought that up. Who are these Syrian refugees? Why are they getting out while the getting is good? Because they know that once their revolution or civil war is stopped, once the revolution that they started in Syria is ended, and the man they tried to overthrow, Assad, is not overthrown, but in fact remains there, they would be rounded up for what they did to their own country. So why would you bring in hundreds of thousands of revolutionaries from Syria and expect them to suddenly conform to the mores and cultural values of the United States of America? They're never going to do it. These are very dangerous people, by and large. A sane nation would never let them in. But all right, you know where I stand on this. But it's like talking to myself at a certain point. Again, I understand that. Look, I'm a human who goes out at night. I see normal people, what they do. They have a drink. They don't care about the world every second. You have to let go of this. You can go insane from it. I mean, luckily, I can stop at the end of a show and turn it off, or else I wouldn't be able to do it. If I let this eat me up 24 hours a day, I wouldn't last another week. So I have learned how to live through this, how to eat it, breathe it, sleep with it, talk about it, write about it. But I also learned how to turn it off. And you have to learn how to turn it off. The problem is, as I see it, most of you who listen to the show have turned it off permanently. You actually put the off switch on and you left it off. You have not wanted to turn it back to on at any point. You want me to suffer for your sins. You want me to put myself on the cross for you every day? You want me to take out the hammer and the nails and drive them into my palms and into my ankles? Well, I do it for you. And like Houdini, I can pull the spikes out of my ankles and my hands at the end of the show. And I don't even bleed anymore. Isn't that interesting? I only bleed for 3 hours a day. And like Houdini, I can pull the spikes out of my palms and out of my ankles. And magically, no blood comes out. It's pretty miraculous when you think about it. So we'll give you continuous coverage of the hurricane. Just keep tuned in. You'll hear about the hurricane. Not about the tsunami of immigrants being brought in by Barry Husseini. But you'll hear about the hurricane, even if you live in a desert in Arizona. You'll have your brain beating about the hurricane. Because somehow it's related to you. You did it. You caused the hurricane.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
So I want to go back to the big lie of the Paris Accords, the Paris Agreement, the global warming. It's going to strangle our nation even further. Then, of course, we have the President of the United States talking again about global warming and sea level rise. He gave a big speech again, the empty suit, on the so-called Paris agreements. But the thing is, our un-American, anti-American president is a big cheerleader for the Paris agreement, because that would strangle business in America. And what could be better for a Bolshevik than to strangle business in America? So now let's tune in for a moment to hear the great genius who never completed a single science course lecturing the world about the Paris Agreement in Clip 3.
This gives us the best possible shot to save the one planet we've got.
Ugh.
I know diplomacy can be easy, and progress on the world stage can sometimes be slow. But together with steady, persistent effort, with strong, principled American leadership, with optimism and faith and hope, we're proving that it is possible.
It is possible to save the world with a new agreement that will strangle businesses in America. Now, let me give you a little lesson in global warming. I try to do it in Government Zero with a whole chapter on this, and some of you bought it, and some of you read it, and some of you studied the Vostok ice core samples. I'm not going to repeat that chapter because you can read it yourself. I then follow it up in Scorched Earth. You can read that yourself. But I'll give you something that is not in either book. And this is something the President of the United States didn't get while he was studying Revolution 101 at Occidental and Revolution 102 at Columbia and Revolution 103 in the White House. See, Barry, if you had taken a single science course, you will learn, as most fifth graders learned. I don't know where you were in the fifth grade. I think you were studying in a madrasas until a certain grade in Arabic. Do they teach this in Arabic, or is it considered anti-religious to teach science in a madrasas? But you see, Barry, the Earth's oceans have been steadily rising since the end of the last ice age. Now, that's a long time ago. That was before you were born. And I know that anything that occurred before you were born doesn't really exist. It's just a matrix to you. The world really began with you. There was no world before Barry Obama was born, let us say, in Kapiolani Hospital. Because that's when the world started, for the whole world, because there was never a messiah until him. The fact of the matter is, if he had taken a single science course in the madrasas or Columbia, he would have learned something. He would have learned that the scientists that you continuously quote are just like the scientists, quote-unquote, who worked for Joseph Stalin to prove that Stalin's agricultural policies were correct, when in fact Russians were starving to death. There was a scientist named Lysenko who did just that. He perverted genetics itself. I wrote about that in Government Zero. All your scientists right now, your government-trained scientists, are like Lysenko. They are propagandists for your government, Mr. Obama. Now, the fact of the matter is, what's going on with global warming? Absolutely nothing. It's the same thing, my friends, as what went on with Lysenko and Stalin. You see, the Earth's oceans, if you have studied science at all, have been steadily rising since the last ice age. Now, in the beginning, the rise was very, very, very fast and very high. Several hundred feet of sea rising in a few hundred years, Barry, long before you were born. But over the last many thousands of years, Mr. Obama, long before you came along, the rise has only been about 3 millimeters a year. Now, I know you didn't study the metric system, unless the scales at Columbia used to measure certain, let us say, herbs, were in the metric scale system. And I know it's hard for you to understand what 3 millimeters is, but it's not 3 feet. It's 3 millimeters a year, Mr. Obama. I know it's very difficult. You didn't study the metric system. But the British and U.S. navies began doing accurate recordings at major ports all around the world about 120 years ago, Mr. Obama. That's long before you came along. So I know it doesn't exist. And by the way, guess what they found, Mr. Obama? The sea level rise has been quite consistent, about 3 millimeters a year. Now, starting in the early 1970s, Mr. Obama, satellite measurements were brought into the world of science. And guess what? Satellite measurements proved that the ever-reliable 3 millimeter-a-year sea rise was still going on. Did you hear that? Only the climate hoaxers like Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, who never took a science course, only the green mafia who build energy plants that you know are being built simply for the graft, still push the lies that computer models predict that the rise will soon be 6 to 9 millimeters per year. Now, they keep predicting that it will be 6 to 9 millimeters a year in order to scare us and sell more of their global warming baloney. But the fact is, it's not happening, Mr. Obama. Year after year, only 3 millimeters a year. Do you know what that means? It means Obama is a liar. It means the entire Green Mafia is a criminal enterprise. It means that if, God willing, Donald Trump wins the presidency, this whole scam comes to an end. So 3 millimeters is probably, what, 1/10 of an inch? It's tiny. It's infinitesimal. And over the last 120 years, you've seen an infinitesimal rise in sea levels. So now it gets so bad that a dumb actor, okay, he's a genius because he's rich and he's got a lot of girlfriends and flies around the world and gets stoned and high and gets a lot of sex. He's a genius. I get it. Has his own plane. He's a genius. Has his own yacht. He's a genius. Gets a lot of money for being a good marionette. I get it. But the genius who never took a science class, Leo DiCaprio, is now an expert on the environment, you see. And he and Obama are just like, I wouldn't say like two peas in a pod. I would say like two bugs in a burrow. They're both bug jobs. So here's Leo DiCaprio telling us that climate deniers should not be allowed to hold public office. Well, I would say idiots like him shouldn't be allowed to act, is what I'd like to say. Now, again, he's telling us who should hold office now. I will never go to another movie that Leon DiCaprio is in. I'm asking you again, listen to me. You have the power over the box office. Never go to another movie that this moron fascist is in. Do you know what he just said? He said the scientific consensus is in and the argument is now over. Do you know who gave those kinds of blanket statements? The Soviets did. There is no such thing as the scientific argument is over. The first rule that you learn in fifth grade science, and apparently this stupid actor never even took the rudiments of science, that there are no absolutes. That's the first rule of scientific inquiry. Did you know that? There are no absolutes. Do you know what that means? It's something that DiCaprio doesn't know. The argument is over. Science, by definition, is based upon experimentation and observation. So it means that if new observations occur, you alter the last consensus of opinion. But if you say that there's no room for any further scientific investigation, what you're admitting is that your entire premise is built upon lies, or it's so weak that you're afraid of any new truths that may come along. And it shows you how desperate this huckster of a president is, that he would turn to an empty shell like an actor, a well-known playboy who abuses the environment, a disgrace of a human being, has no knowledge of what he speaks, and yet this huckster of a president, who is a front for the Green Mafia, as well as a front for so many other things that this country sorely does not need, that he hires a dumb actor to go tell us that anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, do you know what the word believe means? Believe. Is that science? Or is this voodoo? It's voodoo. It's not science. Do you realize where this is coming from? It's coming from the Marxist universities. These are stupid people who write crap in their universities without any thought as to what effect it will have upon the actual planet, the actual people on the planet, the world's economy, which pays them their dumb salaries so they can sit there on Kenya and put the whole world down. So now he wants to limit aviation emissions. That sounds great on paper. Why don't you start with Leon DiCaprio's private jet and stuff banana peels into the intakes? You can really limit aviation emissions by grounding your spokesmouth there. And then he wants to limit the dangerous use of hydrofluorocarbons, the HFCs. And that'll help build a world that is safer, more prosperous, more secure, says Mustafa Mund. More free, he says, more free. Why doesn't he stuff banana peels into Air Force One and stop lying to everybody? He's simply a front man for the gangsters who want to peddle more solar, more wind, more plants that produce next to nothing for trillions of dollars. You know, I noticed something, this DiCaprio thing on climate denier should not be allowed to hold public office. That was the best yet. Do you know a few years ago what the cause du jour was? It was gay marriage. And every one of them came out with the same level of intensity on gay marriage. Every speech by every puppet in Hollywood was about gay marriage. That was what they were told to say. That was coming from the bosses high up and all of the studios. Told them what to say. It had to be gay marriage was their cause. Well, now the gay marriage is basically yesterday. It's been accepted. What's their new cause? Now, if you don't believe in global warming, you're not entitled to hold public office. Now, what will the next one be? Tell me what the next one will be. It'll be about Muslims, won't it? The next one, if God forbid, pantsuit wins. If Miss Pantsuit wins, the next thing will be what the EU wants, which is that if a Muslim blows up a nursery school and screams Allah Akbar, you're not allowed to say a Muslim blew up a nursery school screaming Allah Akbar, because you will become the criminal, not the Muslim who blew up the nursery school. That's all. Next case. Move on. Judge Savage just gaveled down. Yesterday I had grip. Good tire traction. It was a fun show yesterday. I don't even know how I stumbled into it. Let's not do it again. I know all the people who try to get on want to call again. Well, how did I get into that? I said that the hardest closet to come out of if you're gay is to come out as a conservative. So I'm gonna give you the Savage Challenge. If you are lesbian or gay and you want to come out of the closet and admit that you're a conservative and tell us your stories, it was an amazing show. 3 hours people were calling. That was a novel show. I loved it. I heard from people I never hear from. It was like nice to reach across into a whole new world of people. It was great to see that there can be a chord based upon something other than a sexual pleasure or sexual gratification. Because I've said for years, I am a sexual libertarian, number one. But number two, personally, I could care less what a person does to stimulate themselves for release. It's not my business. I don't care. Why does it matter to me what an individual does for their gratification? What matters to me is if you use your sexual gratification as a weapon against my society, then it becomes my business. It's the same with religion. I don't care if you worship Allah, or you worship Abraham, or you worship Isaac, or you worship a stone. I don't care if you worship mud and chicken feathers, as long as you don't try to impose it upon the society. You get it? I hope you understand that.
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The heavy door swung open, rummaging in the darkness within. It's a subject, he said, that has always had a great interest for me. He pulled out a thick black volume. You've never read this, for example. The Savage took it. The Holy Bible containing the Old and New Testaments. He read aloud from the title page. Nor this. It was a small book and had lost its cover, The Imitation of Christ. Nor this. He handed out another volume, The Varieties of Religious Experience by William James. And I've got plenty more, Mustafa Mon continued, returning to his seat. A whole collection of pornographic old books, God in the Safe and Ford on the Shelves. He pointed with a laugh to his avowed library, to the shelves of books, the rack full of reading machine bobbins and soundtrack rolls. But if you know about God, why don't you tell them, asked the Savage indignantly. Why don't you give them these books about God? Well, for the same reason as we don't give them Othello. They're old. They're about God hundreds of years ago, not about God now. But God doesn't change. Men do, though. What difference does that make? All the difference in the world, said Barack Obama. That, of course, is a piece from Brave New World, a particular paragraph. It was my favorite book when I first read it. I would say it caused a schism in my life, changed my life forever. Let's put it that way. I was never the same after reading that book, Brave New World. And it's still quite relevant, as you know now, because we're living through a new iteration of Brave New World. When we woke up and found out that Yahoo had secretly spied on all of us in compliance with the degenerate perverts in the NSA. We'll throw this in for you. An NBC reporter has said the UN climate deal is designed to stop hurricanes. Now, that's interesting. NBC's Ron Allen thinks the climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. This shows you the level of not only uneducated dolts who are in the American media, but absolutely stupid, drug-addicted morons. I don't know how they get these... Wait a minute, sorry. I back up. Of course I know how they get the jobs. Their bosses are stupider than they are. Okay? In Europe right now, they're being told not to mention Muslims when a Muslim commits a terror attack. That's right. That's what the EU is doing. The European Union has instructed the so-called press not to report that Muslim terrorists are Muslim. The European Union said you can't say Muslim when a Muslim commits terror because it provokes a backlash. It provokes prejudice against Muslims. And we can't do that. You mustn't do that at all. You can't say that the perpetrator is a Muslim based upon his holy book because that would be, well, A, it's true. If it's true, but B, that's a violation of no one's rights. It's a violation of your right to say it because you have no right to say it. We have a few other stories for you on the Savage Nation. A university has distributed a 7-page speech guide. Now, that's interesting. We thought that liberal arts colleges were supposed to be liberal. We thought liberal arts colleges were supposed to teach the tenets of liberalism. Well, they are. Their tenets of liberalism is that you can't speak. You must speak only what they say you should speak. That's the new liberalism, which is a form of fascism. Here's a headline. Airlines under scrutiny for profiling of Muslim passengers. Apparently, a Muslim named Karawuddin Makhzoumi was pulled off a Southwest flight because he was speaking to his uncle in Iraq in Arabic, and a passenger got nervous. So in steps the terrorist Loving Council on American Islamic Relations, files a lawsuit, a complaint rather, against Southwest Airlines with Obama's U.S. Department of Transportation. They want a federal investigation into Southwest Airlines practices that can result in discrimination against Muslims. According to Saba Maher, the civil rights coordinator for the terrorist Loving Care chapter. And so here we go. In other words, common sense dictates certainly not to pick on people because of their religious and racial identity. But we have had planes hijacked by Muslims. If you recall, there were a few incidents not too long ago conducted by Muslims screaming Allah Akbar. But that doesn't stop CAR from pursuing the courts to pursue their agenda, which seems to be to create a caliphate around the world. The only one who can save us is Donald Trump. I know he's flawed. I know he's not a true this. I know he's not a true that. But I know he's the only one who'll put this nonsense to bed.
Savage.